is the place?
At a house in the Bethesda area.
How many years ago was it?
36 years.
What neighborhood was it?
In the Bethesda area.
Where's the house?
Somewhere between my house and the country club in that vicinity.
Upstairs, downstairs, where was it?
The top of the stairs. I can sketch a floor plan.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Has Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 4th, 2018. Welcome to day 623.
So, Senator, you just read the FBI background report on Kavanaugh. What are your thoughts?
Well, that report, if that's an investigation, it's a bullshit investigation. The reality is that is not a full and thorough investigation. Evidently, the Republicans who gave the direction to the FBI of what could be investigated was extremely limited. I hear a lot about lack of corroboration. Well, you don't get corroboration if you don't talk to corroborating witnesses at the end of the day, and that obviously didn't happen here. I'm amazed that for the highest court in the land, this is the type of report the FBI produces.
The White House received the FBI's report on Brett Kavanaugh and said that it's fully confident that he'll be confirmed by the Senate. The White House said it found no evidence in the FBI report corroborating Christine Blasey Ford's allegations of sexual assault against Kavanaugh. Mitch McConnell scheduled a procedural vote for Friday, and if the motion passes, senators will have 30 hours to debate Kavanaugh's confirmation before making their final decision. Senators Susan Collins and Jeff Flake called the FBI report reassuring and thorough, adding that they see no additional corroborating information to back up Ford's allegations. Democrats called the report incomplete, saying the FBI, at the direction of the White House, limited the investigation to protect Kavanaugh. The two Republican senators said they are still undecided about how to vote, but a yes vote from both would secure Kavanaugh's seat on the Supreme Court. The report itself is a single copy of the FBI's findings that is available to senators to review in a vault in the Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, or SCIF. The report cannot leave the room, senators cannot bring their phones into the SCIF, and if they take notes, those notes must be left in the room when they leave. All 100 senators, 4 majority committee staffers, 4 minority committee staffers, and 1 committee clerk are cleared to view the report. Senator Dick Durbin called the process bizarre, although it is a standard process for FBI background reports. This FBI report will likely never be made public. And now to the notables. 1, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary protective status for more than 300,000 immigrants from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan. The judge ruled that those TPS recipients and their children would indisputably face, quote, irreparable harm and great hardship, end quote, if they were to lose protected status. 2, the Justice Department indicted 7 Russian military intelligence officials for trying to hack anti-doping agencies in the United States, Canada, and Europe, which exposed Russia's state-sponsored doping scheme that resulted in the country's athletes being banned from the 2016 Summer Olympics, as well as the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. 3, a Russian official linked to the lawyer who met senior Trump campaign officials at Trump Tower in 2016 has died in a helicopter crash outside of Moscow. The Russian deputy attorney general was linked to Natalia Veselnitskaya in a Swiss court case earlier this year for running a foreign recruitment operation that involved bribery, corruption, and double agents. It's unclear why he and 2 others took off in the helicopter after nightfall and in adverse conditions. And 4, Robert Mueller's team has gained possession of radio interviews between Roger Stone and radio host Randy Credico, who Stone claimed was his back channel to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The radio interviews took place between August 2016 and April 2017 on a local New York station, WBAI. Credico has denied Stone's claim that he was the intermediary between Stone and Assange. Mueller is investigating Stone's possible involvement in Russian efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.